It's time for us to head transatlantic to speak with Chris Danielson, who is the PR director for the National Federation of the Blind. Chris is in Baltimore. Thanks for joining us, Chris.
Thanks for having us again, Alan. Good to talk with you.
It's conference time or national convention time for the NFB. You've just completed this year's event, but as with many things, you've had to go virtual and go online. That must have been quite a challenge because your convention is a huge event.
Yes, it is. And normally when we have a convention, we have a big hotel and we're able to have, you know, our various breakout sessions for the convention, as well as have an exhibit hall set up and all those nice things. So we had to figure out ways to do those things differently this year. So we used the Zoom platform, even though we had thousands of people listening in our general sessions. Zoom handled the traffic very well. And of course, we used it for all the breakout meetings. So people like myself who are on the staff of the National Federation of the Blind were helping to run those meetings because not everybody's familiar with Zoom. But we were able to have all of the normal division meetings we have, as well as the caucuses for each of our state affiliates, because we have affiliates in each of the 50 states, plus the District of Columbia and Puerto Rico. So we had to arrange for caucuses for all of those. We worked with a company called Crowd Compass to build a virtual attendee platform. And through that platform, we were even able to set up a virtual exhibit hall, and people could go in and visit with the exhibitors, the various technology companies and services for the blind. We were even able to have those participate in the convention like they always do. We had over 7,200, I think 7,250 registrants from all over the world, and we were able to have them register at no cost to them this time because although it was still an expense for us, we decided that if people were going to participate virtually from home, it was only fair not to charge them fees. So that was great. And, you know, we'd only had a couple of months to organize it. There were a lot of logistics to work out, including voting, because our convention is how we run our organization and make decisions. But we were able to set up a voting by text or phone that people were able to do. And it went really well. In fact, we had the Speaker of the United States House of Representatives, Nancy Pelosi, as part of our convention. And we had a United States Senator and a United States Member of Congress as well participate in the convention. And we had people from all over the United States who were able to come in for presentations and panels. And it was really fantastic.
I was going to ask Chris about some of the highlights of the convention this year, and having Nancy Pelosi, that was a bit of a coup.
Oh gosh, yes. People were really excited about that, and we actually even got some media coverage in Politico around that. She's third in line to the presidency here in the United States, so having her as part of the convention was huge. You know, you and I were talking before we went on air here about entertainment. We actually had Vice President for Content of Netflix participate in the convention, and he talked to us about how they are improving their accessibility and how they make sure that they have audio description for as much programming as possible. We had a blind artist from New Mexico, who does sculpture. We had Molly Burke, who is a very popular video blogger on YouTube. So we really had just a fantastic lineup of speakers and presenters for the convention.
The exhibition area, Chris, is always popular with services and, you know, high-tech and low-tech devices. Was that the same this year? Were there some highlights in technology?
Yeah, well, we had all of our usual technology participants, and we had some new ones. The gentleman who created Cash Reader was part of our convention. And we also had, of course, all of the traditional ones. And it was as popular as ever. But the great thing about it this year was that people didn't have to be on their feet for hours in the exhibit hall. They were just able to sit at home and tap a link on their phone and talk to the exhibitors. And so it was great. I actually went to a few places in the exhibit hall myself and ordered a gadget for myself and had a great time.
It's a phenomenal undertaking to get this up and running so quickly, Chris, and so comprehensively, you know, to keep that immersive experience going. But I suppose at the end of the day as well, it is a kind of stopgap, if you like, because when you have the face-to-face things, you know, that's what you really want, isn't it? You want people physically mingling and getting to know each other as well.
We're a big Federation family, and we love to be able to get together in person and see each other and meet new people. And so that was an element that we missed this year, of necessity, of course, because we also, as a movement, we want to keep people safe. And so we wanted to have the convention, but we wanted to have it in a safe way. We know that our convention will be in New Orleans next year if we're able to have it in person. So everybody's really excited about New Orleans. We haven't been there in over 20 years. So people love New Orleans. It's a great city, great food, great things to do. So we are looking forward to that. But this worked, I think, as well as it could have, given the circumstances. And people were able to, what a lot of our divisions and affiliates did was they built social time into their meetings and let new people introduce themselves and ask questions and all of those things. So there was an element, a participatory element to it, and we were proud to be able to do that.
Chris, we are almost out of time. Now, if people couldn't attend the convention, they will be able to catch up on that and the usual contact details as well. Chris, if you want to remind us of those.
Certainly. We will have the convention highlights posted on nfb.org/convention. So you will be able to access many of the highlights, as well as seeing them in our magazine, the Braille Monitor. People can also get in touch with us on Twitter. That's at NFB_voice. They can search for us on Facebook or YouTube, National Federation of the Blind. A lot of the content from the convention is already up on YouTube on our Nation's Blind channel. And you can always send us email with any questions, nfb@nfb.org.
Chris, always good to talk. Thank you once again for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks again for having us, Alan.